हेलो हाय नंदा, रजत दिस साइड कॉलिंग फ्रॉम
हाय, हाउ आर
इंडिया।
यू?
या आई एम गुड। सो इज इट अ गुड टाइम टू कनेक्ट? ओके। सो नंदा, लाइक एज आई मेंशन दैट डे दैट वी आर करेंटली वर्किंग ऑन अ टॉपिक पोजीशन नेविगेशन एंड टाइमिंग मार्केट एंड ऑल्सो द सैटेलाइट स्पेस क्राफ्ट सब सिस्टम मार्केट। सो बेसिकली लाइक आई जस्ट वॉन्ट टू क्लियर लाइक टू आस्क सम क्वेश्चन ऑन द सेटेलाइट स्पेस क्राफ्ट सब सिस्टम मार्केट, लाइक हाउ दिस पर्टिकुलर मार्केट विल ग्रो इन द कमिंग ईयर्स एंड हाउ द कंपनीज आर सो मच फोकसिंग ऑन वेन वेन इट कम्स टू द सब सिस्टम और द कंपोनेंट पार्ट ऑफ द सेटेलाइट।
What
दैट
about
इज
it?
सो वॉट्स योर व्यूज ऑन दिस पार्ट, लाइक हाउ कंपनीज आर लाइक करेंटली फोकसिंग ऑन द पार्ट ऑफ सब सिस्टम और द कंपोनेंट सेक्शन ऑफ द सैटेलाइट।
I don't know who the manufacturers are, but there's a lot of PNT going on satellites.
ओके।
We are putting PNT on our second generation. Maybe PNT on almost all of the new LEOs that go up.
And like when we are talking about subsystem or the component part, so which particular subsystem, like there are various subsystems are there of satellites, so which particular have the high penetration in terms of value when it comes to the satellite, like either it's a electrical power system or it's a payload system, how it is?
On which satellite? On a LEO or GEO?
On both, like either it's a LEO or a GEO.
No. Basically, in a LEO, it's all done by one contractor.
Okay.
But in a GEO, it's probably, they're all equally important. There's no priority.
Yes, correct. So, like either it's a LEO or GEO, like when we are talking about the subsystem scenario, so it's totally different, either it's for LEO or GEO.
In a LEO, it's small enough for the contractor to make everything or buy components and have the design in-house and buy components. In a GEO, a lot of times the contractor buys the whole subsystem.
Understood. So, like when we are talking about the different parts of a satellite, like either it's a LEO part or the GEO part, so when we are talking about the LEO section of the satellites, so how do you see the subsystem will use in this particular LEO part? Like which one have the high penetration when it comes to the LEO satellites?
Look, there is no one subsystem has high penetration because you need all of them to make it work.
Yes, correct.
The only thing that is different is the payload can be different.
Okay.
There
No,
isn't a
I'm talking about in terms of the value. Like suppose if there is a communication subsystem and then there is a command and data handling subsystem. So which one have the like higher value in terms of value if we are talking?
Look, it's in a LEO on any satellite, you need to have the telemetry and command system, the power subsystem, the attitude control, and the mechanical system. They're all equally important. Only thing that can vary is the payload. It can be a communication system or an earth observation system or something else. All of it is equally important because without it there won't be a satellite. So I don't know how you cannot define something as more penetrating than the other because anybody who builds a satellite needs all of them.
Correct, yeah. Understood. So when we are talking about the basic driver challenges or the opportunity of this market, So what we found that the increasing research and development activities for developing cost efficient subsystem and the component is the major driver. And also the
Well,
rising
there's always the thing about cost, and always the thing about components. The cost is in the components in most of these subsystems, and always the question is to lower the cost and make the components at a lower cost, still they can last, give you the lifetime requirements in orbit. So that is a major struggle for everybody. It's not just one. Anybody who makes it has to make trade-offs in that respect.
Okay, understood, understood. So apart from that, like I'm also like seeing that the major driver is also like rising demand for satellite-based downstream services is also the one of the major drivers.
I don't think so. I think a satellite-based downstream drivers doesn't make the satellite design any different.
Okay.
You know, the people who are selling satellites, they're probably most of the time they're not involved in the whole downstream market. They're selling it to somebody, operator, who does the downstream market. And the downstream market is managed by the payload, not by the satellite system. Satellite has the payload on the satellite is what impacts the downstream market.
Understood. And when it comes to the challenges part of the market, so we have seen that the impact of space radiation on the spacecraft is one of the major challenges currently. And also the
Yeah.
rising impact of cyber attacks on satellites is also one of the major challenges. So how do you see
Yes,
these
yes.
challenges?
You just have to design for it. It's not a new challenge. We've had this radiation challenge from the 70s. We knew a little bit about less about radiation. Now we know more, and we know how to design against it. You just design for it. And the component makers are trying to make the component at a very low level, at the semiconductor level, as tolerant to radiation as possible. So all that is an ongoing activity in the market. It's nothing new.
Understood. Understood.
And what was the other thing you mentioned?
The impact of
Oh.
cyber attacks on satellites.
Cybersecurity is strictly a software issue. It cannot be a hardware issue. So the software-wise, there's a lot of algorithms that give you the cybersecurity front-end, back-end, comm, telemetry, and TT&C subsystem, and even the payload. So cybersecurity is something that has to be done in terms of encryption. Encryption
Understood.
is pretty common in satellites now.
Correct. Absolutely. Also, like when we are talking about the propulsion subsystem in the satellite,
I
so
cannot hear you.
hello, I'm audible now?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm asking like when we are talking about the propulsion subsystem, so we have seen that many like many key players are started exploring about the smart propulsion. And when I'm saying the smart propulsion, so basically it's a water-based propulsion or the nuclear-based propulsion or the ion-based propulsion. So how do you see this propulsion will grow in the coming years?
It's not very commercial.
It's
You
not very
cannot
commercial
use them
right
for
now.
commercial. No. And they're not reliable enough to have a commercial market for it. Unless it's commercial and it can keep up with the price of krypton and electric propulsion, it's not going to be used. Unless the government program, interplanetary programs use atomic propulsion. But even that is a lot to be proved, shown that it works. Only thing nuclear does is give you power.
And that too for the deep space missions like that,
Yeah,
and
it's
neutron.
interplanetary anything.
Yes, for the interplanetary one. Okay, so in the coming years, is there any chance to commercialize these propulsion system? Did you feeling
Not unless it's, there's one company who's done water propulsion in orbit, and it's probably not feasible because the overhead for having that propulsion system on board is very high yet. And unless it becomes commercial viable and it weighs less than 10 kilos, nobody's going. It's not. It's very difficult.
Okay, understood. And apart from that, as we are talking about the cyber security and all in the space, apart from that, how do you see the predictive maintenance as a service market in satellites currently? Is companies started more using of predictive maintenance, something like that?
What do you mean by predictive maintenance?
Basically, like the artificial intelligence, it's a part of artificial intelligence and the machine learning.
Well, it's not maintenance. It's actually artificial intelligence is used mainly for controlling. It's not artificial intelligence. It's just a software-based controlling. And if you define the mission correctly, you can have the software do the whole thing autonomously. That is pretty common.
Is OneWeb started using also the laser communication thing? Laser communication internet.
We will be, but the laser communication units that are on sale today are very, very heavy. They're like 25, the cheapest. The lightest one is 25 kilograms, and it's too heavy for a LEO satellite. Maybe it's good for GEO, but it's a German design is what it's mainly used commercially. And SpaceX has their own design, which is much cheaper and lighter. But this Minarec and TSAT, their units are more than 25 kilos. And it's not, you look at it, then you say, well, that doesn't, if it closes your business, if it closes your market, then you can see if it's valuable. But at that mass, 100 kilograms at $3,000 per kilogram or $5,000 per kilogram is a lot of launch mass. And most of it is just structural. So they have not optimized it. They're still, Minarec especially, still selling the same thing they designed 10 years ago. So none, I don't know that, I don't know, maybe they are optimizing it in the recent time frame, but I see very little movement in that market. SpaceX uses their own optical system. They don't use Biotech from Minarec or TSAT.
Okay, understood. Apart from that, when we are talking about laser communication terminal, so we have also seen that some companies started using Skyloom, if you heard about the company. They are started providing services for space to other applications, like for data relay system. So can you please little bit explain on what is data relay system and how that particular data relay system is started working?
Skyloom doesn't operate anymore. The loom doesn't operate anymore.
Skyloom is not
They did
operating now?
something. No.
Okay.
They closed business.
Okay.
It was just they were just doing technology. It's a big platform. It's a balloon type, basically a balloon platform, and it was big, and you could put as many things as you want. You didn't need propulsion. You need some basic controls, but it was a big pallet that was being launched, and they showed the technology can be done, but with low latency because it's 100,000 feet. Other than that, there isn't. It's about 50,000 meters, 50 kilometers up. So it's not very, and it's the environment is pretty harsh. There's a lot of radiation.
But on a Google, like, it's nowhere. It seems like Skylumis have shut down.
Well, they don't operate anymore. If they operated, they're giving it to us as it's just the end of the program. It's not a viable system unless somebody, some country is buying it and trying to use it.
So, like, data relay system is like there are different types of satellite where the data relay systems type of terminal are used, or how it is?
No, it's the same terminals. Everything is exactly the same except, you don't need that much power because you're only that. You don't need that much transmission power because you're much closer to the Earth and your latency is very low.
Okay, understood. So basically, like, some of the companies are using it for right now for that part.
I don't know who's using it actually. I the experiment has been shut down. And a good friend of mine works there. He said they shut it down, and I don't know if anybody's using it.
Oh,
maybe
okay.
Some countries are still trying to use it in Africa, maybe to keep using it, or they bought the rights to maintaining it and so on. I don't. It's not a real commercial thing.
Understood. Apart from that, Nanda, like, can you suggest any particular topic or like on which we are we can publish some study, either for you or for someone else? In the space industry, like, which is the upcoming a very niche market in the coming years, which can be boom in the coming years. Can you suggest any particular topic on that part?
A lightweight intersatellite optical link is good thing to do.
Lightweight intersatellite optical links.
Yeah.
Okay. So is it different from the?
And more use of photonics.
Oh, just
more use of photonics in satellite custom design.
Oh, just a minute. The second topic you have told me, what it is?
Photonics. You know, photonics. You use instead of electrical, you transmit all the transmission is through fiber optics on the satellite. In that area, they need to, we flew several payloads like that on geosynchronous satellites. But in that area, they need to make things lighter, make the laser, life of the laser extended, and it should be very easily integrated into the satellite system design. Because fiber optics is cheap, is lighter, and there's not that many issues with it in terms of EMI, EMC, and so on.
So photonics is something like any type of hardware it is, or like any type of software it is? It's a technology part or a... Like
no, it's all hardware.
It's a hardware. Photonics in the satellite system, correct?
Yeah. Photonics is where all the transmission is not electrical, it's optical. Between various subsystems, between units, and the oscillators, everything is optically derived.
So this one is electrically derived?
Optical.
No, photonics is an optical drive or a electrical drive?
It's only optics. You should look it up. There is a company in Valencia, Spain.
Mm-hmm.
It's called DAS Photonics. They have a lot of hardware.
Okay. Understood. DAS Photonics. Understood. Any other suggested topic from your end?
I think that and getting the propulsion system more economical.
Okay.
The
plasma propulsion system, yeah.
Yeah.
So when you're talking about the lightweight inter-satellite optical link, so is it different from the space-based laser terminals?
Yeah. Well,
Okay.
there's two things you're confusing maybe. Laser terminals go from space to ground. Inter-satellite optical links communicate between satellites. There's two different things. So
We are covering both things in the same study, like space to space and space to
no,
ground.
it's a totally different thing.
Okay, understood.
Both use lasers, but space to space, the laser has got less disturbance. Space to ground, it has more disturbance, got a lot more power. There's a lot of software processing needed for it. So it's totally a different beast.
Understood, understood. Yeah. Okay, all right. I think Nanda, please suggest any other more topic if you've gone through any further topic in the future. Please suggest us to which is a very unique title, or you can say the emerging title in the coming year in the space industry. It would be good for us.
You guys should do some research into the photonics thing, because that is a real winner, because it reduces the mass of the spacecraft quite a bit.
Okay, sure. Sure, we will do this. We will do this. We will do this
Okay.
part. Yeah. Thank you so much, Nanda,
Okay.
for your time. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Have a nice
Bye.
day.
Bye.